This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I'm dealing with hurricane response. Meanwhile, White House Chief of Staff John Kelly has responded to Democratic Congressman Luis Gutierrez of Illinois, who called him a, quote, disgrace to the uniform he used to wear over the DACA decision. In an email to Fox News, the retired Marine general wrote, as far as the congressmen and other irresponsible members of Congress are concerned, they have the luxury of saying what they want as they do nothing and have almost no responsibility. They can call people liars, but it would be inappropriate for me to say the same thing back at them. As my blessed mother used to say, empty barrels make the most noise. The congressman has a right to his opinion.
Mike Barnicle, where do we begin? I served with the congressman and like him personally, but where do we begin?
He should be ashamed
of himself. The disgraceful, outrageous words that are used against a man who's given his entire life and his son to this country in service in uniform.
He should be ashamed of himself and he should apologize, but he won't because of the partisan, polarized nature of Washington, D.C. But, I mean, Chief of Staff Kelly presides. He's absolutely right. I mean, Congressman Gutierrez belongs to a body of people who work maybe 2 hours a week. You know, I mean, they're going to work legislatively, I think, what, 4 days this month, the remainder of the month, to get things done. They've had DACA on their desks for over a year, and they've done nothing. And that's his retort. Please, stop it.
All right. Meanwhile, in that 60 Minutes interview, we've been discussing.
Well, you know, this is absolutely—it is shameful. I just can't believe Luis Gutierrez, and I understand. I mean, look, at some people go, wait a minute, you know, he's one of the brothers. You know, how can you say this? Well, I think at times he's unhinged. I mean, first of all, he believes in the Democratic platform and principles, which there are some fundamental conflicts that I have with that. But his statement of John Kelly is just over the pale, it's just irresponsible. And, of course, as General Kelly rightfully said, and I quote, as far as the congressmen and other irresponsible members of Congress are concerned, they have the luxury of saying what they want as they do nothing and have almost no responsibility. Kelly said this on Sunday night at Fox News. He says they can call people liars, but it would be inappropriate for me to say the same thing back at them. As my blessed mother used to say, empty barrels make the most noise. Ooh. Okay, well, definitely calls the congressman's substance into question here for him to say that. And boy, that's a nice way to, you know, respond and slap Luis Gutierrez where he needed to be slapped and put into place here. Yeah. Again, you know, this is all. Yeah, go ahead, Scott.
I was going to say, yeah, it is a great response. It's a great response. And I would say anybody that would say something along the lines of, oh, why are you criticizing him? He's one of us.
Yeah.
That's what got us into this mess. That's why we're so broken apart that's why their politics are so broken apart, the partisanship. Mm-hmm. It's because you're just supposed to follow someone because, well, I'm a black guy. Obama's a black guy.
You're a woman. You got to be a woman. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And that's the silly mindset that gets us into this mess. And that's why everything's so broken, and that's why they can't figure out DACA, because they don't know how to work together.
Right. Well, and the thing is, it doesn't make sense on so many levels anyway, in my humble opinion. But as we talked about ever since this came out, Scott, the emotions are running high, and there is no doubt that Luis Gutierrez is an emotional person. And his statement was born out of emotion. and lack of understanding. And as the other gentleman said on MSNBC, is that they've had, forget about months, this has been years. This goes back to when President Obama first introduced this illegal concept. What have they done to codify, you know, this law? Now it takes President Trump and his leadership to do it.
Not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Up next is an exclusive interview. This is the first time that Christian Saucier has told his story directly. Earlier in the year, we spoke with his mother, recently with his attorney, about his case. As you may recall, Christian is the U.S. Naval Chief Petty Officer and Machinist Mate First Class who was serving on the nuclear-powered attack submarine USS Alexandria in 2009 when it was in port in Groton, Connecticut. While there, he took 6 cell phone pictures for his family to illustrate the work he did in an area that was restricted from photo-taking. Now, years later, the cell phone was found and the photos discovered. Aside from this somewhat common infraction, which is often punished by being demoted to a lower pay grade and rank, Christian had served honorably with high praise from his superiors as an important and skilled member of the U.S. Nuclear Navy's elite submariners corps. Now, during the 2016 presidential campaign, the civilian court decision to sentence Christian to nearly a year in prison became a national topic when Donald Trump contrasted Saucier's harsh punishment to the non-punishment that Hillary Clinton enjoyed after having even beyond top secret communications and dozens of classified ones on her private and highly hackable server accessible with her cell phones. Christian now faces life without an honorable discharge, the likelihood that he will never be given security clearance, has suffered vehicle repossessions and foreclosures on his home. The Clintons, meanwhile, could afford to purchase a second house in Chappaqua, New York, and Hillary Clinton could freely look forward to becoming president, enjoying access to the most top secret and sensitive communications imaginable. Christian Saucier is now outfitted with an ankle monitor, which he must wear for 7 months. Christian Saucier, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you here with us to tell your story.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
Well, Christian, I know, you know, in talking to your mother and laying out the case and keeping this in front of, you know, the country, and also we're going to do a petition as well, you know, and deliver it to the president on this because your case needs to be looked at directly. And your attorney laid out your case for us last week in our conversation. But tell us your side of it. We want to hear it from you.
All right. Well, you know, I mean, like, first and foremost, you know, I made a mistake, and I take full responsibility for that. You know, I don't want anybody to say, well, he's not taking responsibility. You know, I did a year in prison, you know, and if I could go back and do it again, I wouldn't have done it. You know, it was done, I guess you could say for the right reasons. I didn't do it with a nefarious purpose. I did it because I was extremely proud of what I did in the Navy, and I wanted to have some token to remember it by, you know. And I know lots of people in various other branches even that take pictures of where they work and what they did, and it's
right.
Just so that they have mementos for later on in life when they can look back and say, wow, I was proud of that, you know.
Exactly. Now, when you were doing this, did you think the consequences that you could be in trouble here was... Or is this kind of the typical, you know, I mean, the current generation, they selfie everywhere. It doesn't matter. I mean, they're taking pictures, and it's just all part of the culture.
Oh, yeah. I mean, everybody was doing it. Not that that makes it okay, but, you know, I wasn't the way they presented it, they tried to make it seem like I was the sole person doing that. But, I mean, two other people at my command were doing the same thing, and they only got non-judicial punishment and, you know, a fine. And so when I was doing it, I never, ever could have imagined that it would have ended up like this.
Now, these two other guys, Christian, excuse me for interrupting you, but these two other guys that were in your command, did they take the pictures at the same time as you took yours, or did this happen years before? Okay, so at the same time, the three of you are taking pictures. They basically get a slap on the hand and then go on with your story.
Yeah, so I mean, both of them are, you know, they're still in the Navy. One of them even made officer and is, you know, continuing on with a very bright career. You know, it was merely a hiccup in their career. They got punished, but they were able to move on and go forward. Mine, they took it to this extreme because they wanted to make an example of somebody and, you know, not just on the military scene, because they could have court-martialed me or non-judicial punishment because I was still active duty in the military until only a few months ago.
Yeah.
But they wanted to make an example on the national scene, and that's what it was all about, politics and, you know, what they could make it look like.
Kind of amazing that they would use you as an example when they've got Hillary Clinton loud and clear dealing with her impeachments of classified information. I mean, what you did pales in significance.
Oh, yeah, well, but I was an easy target. You know, I was an E6 in the Navy. I couldn't afford to put up the kind of legal defense that Hillary Clinton could have, you know.
Yes.
You know, and also, you know, until now, I wasn't able to really speak out about it because I was still in the military, and you're not allowed to speak out publicly while you're in the military. So I was an easy guy to go after. Here I, you know, can't really defend myself in the court of public opinion, and, you know, it's something that, it was easy to make an example of me versus if they'd gone after her, you know, who knows how much time it would have taken in court and stuff like that with her.
Yeah, how much time and money. But why you? Why not the other two?
Honestly, I don't know. I think because mine happened, you know, shortly after, like, they found my phone and all this stuff came out a couple years after these guys did. I think mine came out around the same time that the FBI was real upset about and that Obama administration was really trying to say that they were tough on leakers and stuff like that. But I wasn't a leaker, but they were upset about, you know, Snowden getting away and not getting punished. And they were upset about the Manning thing, and they wanted to show that they were tough on it. And like I said, I was an easy target, you know what I mean? So it was kind of one of those things where they could kind of go after me with no worry about repercussions, you know?
Well, Christian, this has to be so frustrating because I think, you know, when we talk about things that are fair and unfair, we learn this at an early age. You know, we don't mind consequences as long as they are fair. And you're sitting there trying to process this deal because, as your attorney explained to us last week, you weren't even, judged by a military court. They took you into civil court on this.
Yeah, I mean, that's like I said, there's no other reason that I can fathom for it other than they wanted it to be a national thing. You know, I mean, even my sentencing, you know, because I pled guilty, I accepted responsibility, and, you know, I thought, okay, we're going to go forward, we're going to get sentenced. My sentencing lasted all day long because they wanted to make a big scene of it. You know, the prosecution came in and presented all these witnesses to make it out that I was this horrible individual and everything. And they went from, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning on till in the evening because they wanted to, at that point, it was just rubbing salt to the wound. You know, I'd already accepted responsibility. I was willing to take whatever punishment they handed out to me. There was no need for it other than they wanted to grandstand to make a scene out of it.
Wow, Christian, when I first heard your story, of course, being former military, former Marine myself, and I started looking into the details, it was most upsetting. And when we come back, I mean, the consequences to you have been extreme. Not only have they taken away a career from you, your family has been compromised. I mean, it's one thing to start all over again, but it's like you're starting 50 yards off the starting line with what they did to you. And I want to get into more of that when we come back. Christian Sasse, this is his story, and the first time that he's telling it since he's been out of prison. Now that he's no longer attached to the Navy, he is free to tell his story. And you decide, ladies and gentlemen, is this fair or unfair? And should we not move forward with presenting a petition to the president himself, who said he wanted to get involved. He thought this was unfair himself.
In a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right?
On the mountain, I will find my life.
Every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Christian Saucier is with us. He is telling his story the first time since he's been out of prison. He's the U.S. Naval Chief Petty Officer, a machinist mate, first class, who was serving on the nuclear-powered attack submarine USS Alexandria in 2009. When he took 6 cell phone pictures for his family to illustrate the work he did in an area that was restricted from photo taking. Christian, when you, I mean, I'm sitting here thinking, you're an E6. How long had you been in the military at this point?
At the point that I got out?
At the time you got out. How much time do we have in the military?
11 years, a little over 11 years.
See, this is absolutely disgusting. The investment that the United States of America, the people have invested in you, Christian, to arrive at an E6. An E6 isn't some lowly level. I mean, you are an established force and asset to the U.S. Navy. And to be treated like this is absolutely dishonoring, and it's disgusting, dishonoring on many levels, not only to you and your family, but to the American people who have invested in you to get you to this point. And here you are serving with distinction. Reports were always, you always got high reports and everything. You were probably, were you on your way to Officer's Candidate School? I kind of sense that maybe that was even in your future.
I mean, it was a possibility. I mean, I was happy being enlisted. I was working my way up. I was in a supervisory position towards the end. And then when this all investigation started, I was actually working at an instructor facility as an instructor, training people how to operate nuclear power plants. So, I mean, I was working my way up, and I fully intended on making it a career and given 20 years to the Navy. This obviously threw a pretty big wrench in it, but I was, when I made the mistake of taking the pictures, I was pretty young. I'd only been in the Navy for a couple years, and, it was a stupid mistake of, junior sailor. But, by the time that, I was an E6, I'd been in for quite a bit of time.
So how old were you when in 2009?
21.
So you're 21 years old, and here it is, 9 years later, this comes into play?
Yeah. Yep.
So, meanwhile, all this investment in you, and here you're rising through the ranks with honor, and you're having to reconcile a mistake that you made 9 years previous. Was this complicated, Christian, because you happened to throw the phone away and you didn't smash it or bleach bit it or something? Did that exacerbate the problem?
Yeah, probably. They tried to say that it was some nefarious purpose, but they could never really say, what. And I think that, once again, they tried to make a mountain out of a molehill and make it into something that it wasn't, And so I think that's the problem, here, is that they were trying to use me as an example. So unless it fit the narrative that they wanted, they didn't want to hear it.
Well, when you threw the phone away, what was it that motivated you to throw the phone away? What led up to that?
I don't even remember throwing it away. I probably was just at that point, I didn't even remember that I had that phone or whatever. And, it was an older phone, so I probably just threw it away not thinking anything of it.
So were the pictures ever transferred from that phone so that they could be a keepsake?
It had an SD card on it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you kept the SD card, or no? That stayed in the. Well, it had to stay in the phone because that's how they found out that the pictures were on the phone, right?
Yep. I don't recall the whole situation that surrounded me throwing the phone away, but it happened. I don't know if my ex-wife would have had access to it, and maybe she did it, or what was the deal? But it ended up in the trash, and then they found it and they said, okay, these are pictures that it shouldn't have been on here. And then it went from there. So.
And so here you are now. Your mother shared with us, Christian, that you have some medical issues, and now you've lost your medical with the military. You've got, you know, a 2-year-old daughter, just turned 2, a day or two before you got out of prison, right?
Yeah, right. The day after I got out of prison, she turned 2,
And you've got this anklet for the next 7 months. I mean, how are you surviving, Christian?
Well, I mean, it's tough right now. We're behind on, you know, we lost, our vehicles got repossessed, our house is in foreclosure, you know, I'm positive, though, after this first month, I can actually go out and get a job. The first month of house arrest, I'm not allowed to leave home. But after that, I can start working. And hopefully I'll be able to find a job and be able to make some money and try to get us back on the right track. But, yeah, I mean, it's going to be years digging ourselves out of this financial hole from, you know, all the legal expenses and everything, you know, that this cost us. And, but, you know, I'm positive for the future. We'll figure it out. And it's just, you know, I'll keep on going forward. That's all we can do.
Well, Christian, what I hear from your mother and your attorney and hearing from you today, you know, you're an impressive young man. And as my dad used to tell me all the time and remind me, the cream always rises. It may be a little bleak right now, but I am confident that you're going to be more than okay, that you and your family through this ordeal. I mean, this is there's no doubt anybody hearing this story can relate to the unfairness of this. This is not right. And I got to tell you, during the 2016 presidential campaign, when President, then candidate Trump brought it up and understood the unfairness of this clearly and spoke about it, I think we need to keep it in front of him and remind him that you are now out and ready for a pardon and ready for a chance to, you know, get at the starting line if it is to pursue a civilian career. If it was my choice, Christian, I'd get your butt back into the military right away. Because I mean, for all the money and where you're at and the investment in it, that would be me. I mean, if it was my sole decision, I would preempt everything and get you back in there, because I think you're the quality person that we look for in the military to be a part of what it's all about and the lessons that you've learned to go through. I think it's a shame that we would throw the baby out with the bathwater on this.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they'd have me back at this point, but I, you know, it's sad. I mean, I really love the Navy. I was extremely proud. I mean, I have USN tattooed on my arm. I have, you know, my warfare pin tattooed on me. I've always been extremely proud of it.
Yes.
And, you know, through it all, I mean, other than this, I have zero blemishes on my naval career. I mean, I never even got counseled on anything or anything like that. I mean, my evaluations were always positive, and, you know, I was going in the right direction. And, It's just kind of a shame that all this happened, you know.
Well, Christian, I want you to know you're not alone in this. I know your mom's been there. You got attorneys. You've got family and friends that have supported you. And this national audience, I hope that you can sense that they're reaching out to you and supporting you in whatever way we can. And as I said, I'm going to talk with Ron and see what we can do to ignite a petition that will go straight to the president and ask respectfully that the commander-in-chief consider some justice on this on your behalf and on your family's behalf, because right from all instances, and that what we can understand is greatly unfair. And as I said, Christian, I mean this, if it was me and it was my decision, I'd have your butt back in the Navy right away.
I appreciate it. I mean, I appreciate you and all your listeners' support. I mean, it means a lot. You know, when I was in prison, and my wife would tell me that a lot of people, there was an outpouring of support. It meant a lot to know that there was people out there that truly cared and were at our back, you know.
Well, Christian, all the best that we can send your way to you and your family and your wife. I know this has been an excruciating time for you, but I am confident that all will be well for Christian Sauce and his family, okay?
Thank you. We'll make it through it.
All right, you got it. Hang in there. Thank you so much. Christian Saucier telling his story on Bill Martinez Live. It's 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. John Leboutelier is back with us, political conservative commentator, analyst, former congressman, author of Harvard Hates America. And, of course, he, along with Arlene Bynum, hosts the Podcast Revolution on Sirius Radio. John, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Bill, love being with you.
Hey, I especially love being with you, and I know our audience as well, because you give us the inside Scooby of what is going on the Beltway. And the big question you asked in this week's podcast is Trump playing chess or checkers?
Yeah, and that was done. That one was done before the surprise move last week to, in effect, ditch the Republicans in the Congress and start working with Schumer and Pelosi, which caught everyone by surprise. Didn't catch me, by the way, by surprise. I, for 2 years since he announced, have been predicting that this guy would end up working better with Pelosi and Harry Reid and now Schumer than the Republicans, because he really doesn't. He's not really a Republican. He's never been one. He switched parties. I've read 9 times in his adult life. I read yesterday in another paper 5 times. From Republican to Democrat to Independent to Reform Party, back to Democrat, back to Independent. He's not a conservative. He's not a Republican. He doesn't really feel comfortable with Republicans. He is much happier with, social liberals like Schumer, who... I mean, he comes from New York. He's, by his own admission, was a big playboy. I'm talking about Trump.
Oh, yes, right.
And he just has never really fit the Republicans. So after 7 months of getting almost nothing done except the Supreme Court appointment, which was a huge victory, but other than that, it just isn't working. So he figured, screw them, I'll start working with the Democrats.
Well, this says something about the leadership of the Republican Party, and then we go back to what Ronald Reagan reminded us of, and that is that you know, you're never going to get 100%, but get what you can, and then we'll work on the rest. But it doesn't seem like the Republicans want to accept that, particularly the very conservative, you know, Freedom Caucus. What do you say, John?
Well, I think the Republican congressmen and senators are pretty content with where they're at. They got Neil Gorsuch on the Supreme Court just with Republican votes by blowing up the filibuster rule. That was a big success that Trump seems to have forgotten. He, mm-hmm. he trashes Mitch McConnell, but Mitch McConnell's the one who paved the way for him by getting rid of the filibuster rule.
Right.
And that's a huge event for a president to put a Supreme Court justice on the bench. So he got that. Now, it's Trump who's not happy, really, over the 7 months spent on trying to repeal and replace Obamacare. And I think they mismanaged, he and the congressional leadership all slightly mismanaged it, but it wasn't dead. It's not dead. They were
right.
One vote short in the Senate. Robert Menendez, the Democrat from New Jersey, is on trial for corruption. Bill, if he gets convicted in the next couple of months, he could be out of the Senate this year.
Exactly.
He could resign. No. I could. I'm not saying he's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But then Chris Christie, the Republican, would appoint a Republican senator. Bang, he got one more Republican senator to vote to repeal and replace Obamacare. I mean, it's not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump went nuts against Mitch McConnell, and that is why he made the deal with Schumer and Pelosi. It's really not the smartest move. In the meantime, he's alienated the Republicans in the Senate and some in the House, and he's going to need them for other things down the line here to support other initiatives that he's going to have.
Well, don't you think they're both going to need each other at the end of the day, John? Because I still believe that it seems the GOP is missing out on something. I mean, they're just still not quite connecting with how Trump was able to cast aside 16 other, I think, qualified candidates. I mean, for the most part, what he cleared in terms of through the nomination process, the campaign process, was just extraordinary. And him or not, the guy he's connecting with Main Street America, and they're looking at him, and here it is, you know, for the first time in what, 8-10 years, 3% GDP, 1 million jobs have been created. I mean, it looks like there's a lot of wind potentially at his back, and this in spite of Democratic resistance and all the other stuff that's going on, the Trump derangement system, and the Main Street is saying, hey, look at just, would you get this government going again? I mean, we're paying a lot of money for you guys there in the Beltway, and we're not getting a whole lot to show for it.
Right. Well, you could argue that. I think that we got to remember, you know, winning primaries is one thing, and he did, but moving the government to do big things like repealing a sixth of the economy and changing it doesn't happen in a few weeks. He expects things to happen that are unrealistic, and he gets all angry when they don't. He also undercut himself. He gets the House to pass the first bill, has them all down to the Rose Garden for a big congratulating themselves ceremony, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks later, when the bill's up
mean.
In the Senate, he calls it mean. The own bill that he praised, he undercuts all those Republicans who voted for the thing by calling it mean. Now, someone tell me the logic of that. It makes no sense. None of this makes any sense. And working with Schumer and Pelosi makes no sense. I'll give you some examples. As a candidate, the things he was most strong about on the stump, in order, number one, we're going to build a wall and Mexico's going to pay. Number two, we're going to repeal and replace Obamacare right away. And three, we're going to get illegals out of here, including the DACA children. He said this repeatedly on the stump. Mm. Now, here we are. When he made this deal with Schumer and Pelosi last Wednesday, automatically, I can tell you, the wall will not be funded by Congress, therefore it will not be built. Trump, in order to do business with the Democrats, they're going to make him put more money into Obamacare, Bill. They're not going to get rid of Obamacare. They're going to prop it up with more federal tax money. And they're not going to expel the DACA children. They're not leaving them.
I don't think the DACA kids are going to leave. I think the potential for him is to right the wrong that was started by Barack Obama, if he's able to get that message across. But right now, the mainstream media is not about to support that concept whatsoever.
Well, I think what that's going to happen is they will pass legislation legalizing the status of those 800,000 DACA kids. That's not my point. My point is, Trump, the things he promised his supporters, the 34% of America that's sticking with Trump, the wall, getting rid of Obamacare, those things now are not going to happen. There isn't going to be a wall, and there isn't going to be getting rid of Obamacare. Schumer and Pelosi are not going to go along with getting rid of Obamacare. They're the opposite. They want more money put into it. So ironically, the people who support Trump, that group, that hardcore base who love Trump, they're going to end up getting the exact opposite of what they thought they were going to get. They thought they were getting the wall, no wall. They thought they were getting rid of Obamacare, ain't happening. And all on Trump, for some odd reason, he wanted to go hop in bed with Democrats, and that's what you're going to get.
Well, John, if he does that, how does he hold on to 2020 and the midterms come crashing and burning?
He doesn't care about the midterms because he doesn't really see himself as a Republican. He sort of sees himself as an independent. If the Republicans lose the House next year, and as of today, you'd have to say that's possible, right? We don't know. It's too far away, but it's possible. History says the in party, the Republican Party, will lose some seats. Now, they need to lose 24 to lose control. But let's just say that happens. They lose the House. Do you think Trump's going to lose any sleep over
him? No.
He's going to say, they didn't follow me. They didn't do what I told them. It's not my fault. I got myself elected, and he's not going to care about the Congress because he doesn't see himself as a Republican.
Exactly. Well, John, we got to leave it right there. I appreciate the insight, John LaBoulier, political conservative commentator, analyst, former congressman, and author of Harvard Hates America on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Bill.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Summer has come and passed. The innocent can never last. Wake me up when September ends.
Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. 14 before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Love to hear from you. Drop me an email. You want to talk about Christian Sache's plight and our efforts to get a petition put together. And if you can help out, by all means, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. We've got to get the word out. We've got to put the pressure, keep the pressure on your, you know, on your congressman, on your senator. Let him know, you know, that you believe that this is an unjust situation. Here you had a quality individual serving the military for 11 years. Amazing. He rose the ranks up to an E6. You know, when you look at his background, you think this kid's on his way to, you know, officer's candidate school even. And we just let that asset just go by the wayside. I think that is a lose-lose proposition all the way around. Hey, just many of the things that we're fighting the good fight on, and we appreciate you joining in. Speaking of, you know, fights, and let's just, you know, relax just a minute, and it's time for the Good News Grill. Yes, the one and only Samantha Danielle Mills Mao. We're going to give you your whole full name, huh? I mean, you've got so many initials to your name. I mean, do you have to have the extra large, you know, bat sheet in order to get them all on there?
I know. I love my middle name so much. I always have to put it in there.
Well, I love Danielle. Yeah. I love that. Samantha Danielle. And I said, well, do I go Mao or Mills Mao or, you know, but hey.
Oh, you can just call me Mao. That's okay.
Okay. Well, no. Hey.
A little shorter.
Well, absolutely. No, I'm always glad to have you on to talk about the good news, especially in light of what we've been going through here, Sam. You know, the hurricanes we got through. Where we were at on the east side of Florida, we were in a bit of a protected area, so a minimal amount of, you know, wind damage. We experienced the 70-mile-hour gusts from time to time, some electrical outages, but, you know, minor compared to our friends on the West Coast that are just getting, you know, getting pulverized. In fact, at one point, you know, I was going to go and spend some time with our good friend Carl Gallups up in the northwest of Florida. And when you know it, as things would happen, the hurricane takes a turn
all of a sudden, you know, he's going to take it right between the eyes. And so thank goodness we didn't go up there. But he was very gracious. Says, Bill, you know, come on up. We got a place for you. You can stay with us. And, you know, friends in Orlando, the same thing. And both those areas just, you know, getting pulverized by Hurricane Irma. And of course, we're still trying to get out of all the mess there in Texas with Hurricane Harvey. But, you know, a lot of people, you know, first responders, the Mercy Chefs, our good friends with Mercy Chefs, you know, ran out there and served some hot meals to the first responders and the victims and that. You know, kind of amazing stories. And you lead off today with a Florida man, speaking of Florida, who gave a generator to a stranger down on her luck. And he gets a free one. So it's always good to pay it forward, right?
It is. You know, this. I planned on this being a story before I even saw the second part. You know, the story went viral originally because down in Orlando, which, like you said, ended up getting hit pretty hard, there was a woman there, Pam Brick, that had driven 30 miles to get one of the generators from Lowe's. They had gotten an unexpected shipment of 200 in. And her father's on oxygen, and she was worried about, you know, during the storm, not having a generator. So she was in line, and the last one was sold right in front of her. And so she breaks down into tears, and, you know, then enter Ramon Santiago, who's from Orlando, and he insisted that she take the generator instead. And what went viral was the video of them hugging, and she's crying in his arms. And you know, a lot of people were saying, that's what America's all about. So Lowe's decided when they got the next shipment in on Friday before the storm, Lowe's decided, we're going to give you a generator. We're just going to give this to you for free because this is what America's all about. And so, you know, it's one of those things, one nice deed leads to another one and touches a lot of hearts and inspires a lot of people. And, you know, that's something you're seeing a lot.
That's how you make two out of one, right?
That's right.
Or make one out of two or two out of one, either way, however the math goes. But, wow, what a great heart and a sensitive individual to see that. And I'm sure she was blessed many times over as a result of it. Hopefully she only needed a minimal amount of use of that generator. But when you're in a situation like that, you know, you're just, boy, there's a lot of stress. And that's the one thing about this. Is hurricanes, you know, I was explaining to somebody else just a moment ago, you know, being a West Coast kid, born and raised in California, you know, we dealt with earthquakes, but they were sudden, you know, they're boom, gone, you know. Here, you know, for a week on, you're hearing about, you know, the hurricane's coming and it's coming and, you know, you got to get prepared and the anxiety and how that just makes people go wiggy. You know, still trying to keep their heads about them, but it's a tough deal. You know, it gets rather stressful, especially for people that find themselves in situations where they're reliant on either government or neighbors or somebody to take care of them. You know, like that one incredible photo, Sam, I think you and I talked about, of the people in the retirement home where they're just sitting there in water up to their hips. I mean, it was so shocking. But, you know, these are the things, these are real life stories, and thank God they were, you know, they were saved. But, I mean, this was not a very comforting photo, but it just, you know, speaks of the spectrum of vulnerabilities of, you know, the people in our country.
And it shows how much we depend on each other because, you know, you can't imagine those people. Being able to get out of that situation, especially if the water had gone a little bit higher, if there had been people that were able to come in and help. So, you know, that's you know, when you see stuff like that, you're thankful that we live in such a great country with so many good people in it.
Exactly. It's about the United States of America. You know, it's all this by, you know, all this other stuff, this partisanship goes by the wayside, thank God. And we realize the most important aspects of our humanity is one another, as you say. I like this next story. You know, the wedding must go on in spite of Hurricane Irma and all this. A sweet story here of a National Guard couple that didn't let, you know, storm, rain, sleet or anything get in the way. Huh? They just get me to the church, whatever church, even if it's a convention center, get me to it on time. Right?
That's right. Lauren Durham and Michael Davis, they're both of the National Guard. They're senior Air National Guard members. And they were planning on having an intimate wedding next week, but they actually got ordered to go help with hurricane relief efforts down in Florida. And so they put all the, you know, when you're in the National Guard, you have to drop what you're doing and you have to go and serve your country. And that's what they did. And when they were there, they kind of started out joking, you know, maybe we should just go ahead and get married here because we're not going to, you know, we're not going to have the wedding that we originally planned.
Yeah.
And their best friend.
There goes all the deposits and everything, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Their best friend in the National Guard was actually able to perform the ceremony,
and they had
it surrounded by all these different equipment and you know, the pictures that they're in their uniforms, and it turned out. I mean, I'm sure that they'll have a little bit of a celebration with their family when they get back home. But these two are obviously very in love, couldn't wait to get married, and.
They could have had a beach wedding there in Florida. Of course, you know, I mean, who was the last person to get married in 80-mile-an-hour winds? I mean, hey, you know.
I know. Set a record. That could be going down the Guinness Book of World Records for the windiest wedding.
Exactly. Our love can withstand Irma and any other kind of wind you want to throw at us.
I love that.
Here's the next one. Donated organs of a 13-year-old girl help record 8 people to live. Are you kidding me? Wow.
You know what's amazing about this? You know, when you hear about organ donations, it starts off, and it's always sad when somebody passes away.
Mm-hmm.
This young girl, she passed away. Her name was Jemima Lazell. She was 13 years old, and she passed away back in 2012. And the reason this is recently going viral is because they were looking, the hospital was looking through the records to see, you know, different people had gone through records to see who's donated and saved the most life. And in the UK, at least, Jemima is the record holder for saving the most lives. She was able to save 8 people. She gave her heart, her small bowel, her pancreas, both kidneys. And, you know, her parents had actually, it was serendipitous because her parents had had a conversation with her a couple weeks before. She didn't ever hear anything about it. And at first, you know, it was hard for her to understand, but then she understood the importance of it. And, you know, that conversation ended up, you know, she had a brain aneurysm and she passed away tragically. If they hadn't had that conversation, maybe they wouldn't have felt that comfort and ability to save those other people's lives by donating her organs. And it shows you the importance. And I think it gives parents comfort or any loved ones comfort when they know that it gives a tragedy
A little bit of her life lives on. And now in 8 people,
right.
I mean, who would have thought? Next story about a bus driver's wonderful act of kindness for a stranded schoolgirl goes viral. Tell us about that.
Okay, so this is in West Hampshire, and a bus driver who chose to remain nameless, in West Yorkshire, he chose to remain nameless, but he stopped the bus and actually put the bus 10 minutes behind when he saw a young girl. She was about 12 years old going to her first day of school, and she accidentally was getting on the wrong bus. And she was going to be late, so he decided to stop, call a cab for her, and give her some of his own money to make sure she got there on time.
Oh.
And, you know, Lindsay Days, which was a passenger on the bus, decided to post a picture and tell the wonderful story. And what a generous man to make sure.
For the first day of school, huh? Make it momentous
yes,
as if
right.
It isn't already. Hey, there's a great story. We're not going to have a chance to get to it, but you got to go to Sam's Corner. Check this out. It's a woman's hilarious rant about fancy moms at the bus stop that is absolutely hilarious. So if you need a good little laugh today, just check out Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com. And if they want to be in touch with you and they've got a suggestion, how do they do that, Sam?
Just email me at samscorner.bml@gmail.com.
Hey, just like that, the one and only Samantha, the Good News Girl. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you, Bill.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.